Leadership transition. It's planning, preparation, and execution. Is one of the most important responsibilities for a party leader and a political leader. We are here to serve and to lead to the best of our abilities while we are in office. But we also have a duty to ensure that Singapore continues to have good leadership, not just during our term of office, but also beyond. I'm very happy that this leadership transition has gone well, and I fully expect this final stage to go smoothly. Singapore has carried out orderly transitions for our top political leadership 3 times in a row now. But we cannot take such orderly transitions for granted. Indeed, quite a few foreign leaders whom I have met have expressed astonishment at how uneventful our transition was. It's amazing to them, because in other countries, all sorts of things can happen and do happen. Often, when a party does badly in a general election and loses its mandate to govern, its leader is forced to resign to take responsibility. Sometimes, a ruling party loses public support even before elections are held. The ministers and MPs sense the mood, lose confidence in their leader. Then the party changes leaders in the hope that someone else will do better, turn their fortunes around, and save their seats and their positions. Sometimes they change leaders more than once before the GE arrives. And it doesn't always work. And even when there's no electoral pressure, within the ruling party, there can be factions, rivalries, and different party leaders can jostle for the top leadership position. And these fights within the party can be as fierce as fights against opposition political parties. And you see parties with this infighting tearing themselves apart. In all these cases, disruptive leadership changes bring discontinuity, upheaval, and uncertainty and misfortune for the party and for the country. Both the party and the country suffer. For Singapore, we are fortunate to have avoided all these bad scenarios and stayed cohesive so far. The PAP has won successive elections and retained the support of Singaporeans even during difficult times. The party leadership is united. It shares a common goal to serve the best interests of the country and not to advance anyone's political ambitions. The seamless handovers that we have experienced provide us with a tremendous advantage. They've allowed us to maintain consistent leadership and direction for the country, to mobilize the people to focus on difficult and long-term issues, to make steady progress year after year. It's a mark of a well-functioning political system. And that's why we must do our best to keep our system stable and to elect good leaders always who will selflessly prepare their successors and hand on their responsibility when the time comes.